Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to be playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from an artist named Sheena Ko out of Montreal, and a new release out called Future Is Now. Here, the track called Waterfall, and you can check it out at Sheena Ko. bandcamp.com, and that's Sheena with a H at the end, and K-O is how you spell it. And that one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. It's charting at earshot-online.com, and you can view the charts and stuff like that. And as I mentioned before in numerous shows, CITR does submit charts to Earshot Online. So tonight on the program, we're going to have a band out of Toronto called Pax, and we're going to hear a track off an album called Whoa, and we're going to hear a track called Don't Go for the Goat's Milk. You can check it out at paxtheband.com. www.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a band called Young Gov. And this one's out on the hand-drawn Dracula record label. This one's a Toronto band as well. You're going to hear a track off a recent release called, something called Gov 3 and 4, I guess. And we're going to hear a track called, Same Old Fool. And I think we'll just hear these two artists and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this very hot weekend. And hope everyone has a very happy Pride. And stay safe out there, stay hydrated, check in on others, and most of all, have fun, and hope you're listening to CITR all weekend, or taking a break and checking out some of the local shows and whatnot. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Pax with a track called Don't Go for the Goat's Milk.
Don't go. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello! This is Russian Tim and I'm here to tell you about super fun Vancouver Festival, which is happening this summer. On July 29th, 30th, August 5th and 6th, 2 weekends back-to-back, I'm hosting Vancouver Fest, which will take place at the Wise Hall. We will have 24 great local bands playing. Bands like Balkan Schmalken, Anthems, You Big Idiot, Hyenas, Wrong, and of course my band Russian Tim and Pavel Burez. 4-night passes and single-night tickets are available for sale right now, and this will be a true celebration of Vancouver music scene. July 29th, 30th, August 5th and 6th, Wise Hall, Vancouver Festival. Great success!
And we're back.
You either been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
And welcome back to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And apologies, I accidentally talked over that PSA, forgetting I had it queued up, so apologies there. But anyways, what you just heard was something from Stephen Lamke with a track from Young Gov with a track called Maybe I Should Love Somebody Else off the Gov 4 album. And I think I mistakenly said the wrong album title before. But Young Gov is out of Toronto. And you can check out the Bandcamp at younggov.bandcamp.com. And that's an artist out on the hand-drawn Dracula record label, if I'm not mistaken. And let me see. That one's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. Right now sitting at 38. And prior to that, you heard something from a group called Pax, also out of Toronto, and you heard a track off a album called Whoa. You heard the track called Don't Go for the Goat's Milk, and you can check this out at I think band no wait let me see sorry I lost the tab, but anyways, they have a Bandcamp that you can check out, and it's at paxtheband.bandcamp.com. and we're gonna keep going with some more kind of Canadian, the kind of garagey rock, I guess. In this next set, we're going to hear something from a artist named Stephen Lamke. Well, that's his name. You may know him from his project called The Constantines, and also a solo release called Baby Eagle. His latest release is simply a self-titled album. It's called Volcano Volcano, and we're going to hear a track off of that. Something called The World Filled to the Brim, and you can check it out at stephenlamke.bandcamp.com. And then after the Constantine's frontman, we're going to hear a band called Cola, and this is made up of a few members of a group called Ott that was on Constellation Records, and I'm not sure if they're still together, actually. It's a good I should have probably researched that, but anyways, they had a really great releases over the years. I played them over there a number of shows years ago, but can't remember last time I played them. But anyways, the new project is called Cola, and the newest release is called Deep in View. We're gonna hear a track off of that, something called Degree, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Volcano Volcano album by Stephen Lamke. This track is called The World Filled to the Brim.
1, 2, 3, go.
High tide. The world filled to the brim. The water's filled with floating things that look like faces in a faded old photo of an old brass band. there's a shaking in the bough. And in the morning, crown of rosemary and a rosemary gown. I set myself in the mirror. Raspberry lipstick, blackberry shade. I've seen everything in the mirror of high tide. The world to the brim, the waters filled with floating things that look like faces, running wild where the wild winds blow, naked as a shaking bough in the morning, crown of rosemary and a rosemary gown.
That was something from Cola with a track called Degree off the Deep In View album that was just put out. You can check it out at bandcola.bandcamp.com. And I'd mistakenly mentioned, well, actually, I just didn't confirm it, but I wasn't sure if Ott had broken up, but obviously they have. I thought I had known that, but anyways, they broke up in 2021. And Cola is made up of a couple members of Ott. And Ott put out a couple of releases on Constellation Records. And this new album just was put out on May 20th. And it's right now sitting at the number two spot on the National Campus Radio Charts. So it's doing super well. Tons of Canadian campus stations like CITR are playing this album. And this one is out on a label called Nextdoor/Firetalk Records. So I'm not sure. I think that's a Canadian label, and one of them's probably handling the Canadian release, and then the other one's probably handling the American release, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, prior to Cola, you heard a track called The World Filled to the Brim. That's by Stephen Lamke, the frontman of Constantines, and that's off his new album called Volcano. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear a real kind of post-rock type band, a group called Joyful Talk, a little bit more on the kind of jazz, the experimental rock edge. The new album is called Familiar Science. It's out on Constellation Records, and this one's also doing pretty good on the charts right now, sitting at 47, previously at 27. The Familiar Science album was just put out on Constellation Records, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Hagiography. And I think we're just going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. You can check it out at joyfultalk.bandcamp.com, and that's based out of Cruistown, Nova Scotia, who I'm not exactly familiar with, but anyways, this is their third album on Constellation Records. Really great kind of avant experimental jazzy rock stuff. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Joyful Talk.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. And that was one of the latest releases from Constellation Records. That was Joyful Talk with Familiar Science. And you heard the track called Hagiography, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Joyful Talk is a group out of Crewstown, Nova Scotia, making some really interesting experimental jazz, kind of post-rock event experimental stuff. Really, really cool release. And you're tuned in to Canada Post-Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I got about an hour left on the program, playing a lot of, I think, kind of experimental electronic stuff in this next hour or so. And up next, we're going to hear a kind of like a, more of like an ambient type of release from Susina Povera and Ben Vince, which is a duo out of London, making some very nice, kind of quiet ambient music. And from a release called There I See Everything, we're going to hear a track called Summa Puistosa. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm probably doing a terrible job. But anyways, this was put out on Ecstatic Records, very limited release. I think only 150 releases on cassette were made. Very quiet ambient stuff, and this is a London duo. Once again, that's Susina Povera and Ben Vince. After that, we're going to hear a really interesting kind of ambient experimental spoken word type release from an artist named Park Jiha and Roy Clare, and a release out on a label called Otoroku Records, or Otoroku Records, I should say. The album is called To Call Out Into the Night, and we'll hear a track called Sangguang for King's Palace Tonight. And once again, that's Park Jiha and Roy Clare Potter, making some really interesting music with a Korean mouth organ that's coupled with some very kind of out there, sinister, haunting, spoken word stuff over these tracks. Kind of a longer form tracks on this release, most of them clock in at around 6 minutes. But anyways, we'll just hear these two artists and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here, from Susina Povera and Ben Vince, this track is called Sumu Puistosa.
Thank you. First limbs and arms like eyelids weighted down. Knees in, legs quiver then give. Foot, no ankle. Ankle turns inward as that of a fetus, of a former fetus returning, then down, then down. Secondly, skin. Firstly, limbs. Arms like eyelids, eyelids, weighted. Knees in, legs quiver, then give. Ankle turns inward as that of a former fetus, a former fetus returning, then fall. But secondly, skin. Base of the palm on the side of the ankle hits and grazes with a thrust, and the cheek, the opposite cheek, makes the briefest contact with the curb before the bone of temple. Return. Return. Come to the king's place tonight. King's place. Come tonight to King's Palace, okay? Can you get me on the guest list, B? Great, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Firstly, limbs. Arms like eyelids weighted down.
And that was Park Ji-ha and Roy Clare Potter with a track called Sangwang for King's Palace Tonight. It's off an album called The Call Out Into the Night. And this one was put out on a label called Odo Roku Records. And this is a duo making some very interesting spoken word and Korean mouth organ music. Prior to that was something from Susina Povera and a track called... Susina Povera and Ben Vince with a track called Simo Puistosa, and it's taken from an album called There I See Everything. And this was put out on a record label called Ecstatic Records. They're a London duo making some interesting multi-instrumental music with a little bit of a kind of psych experimental edge to it. And you're listening to ZITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you till 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear something from a project called Placid Angles. And this is an older IDM release. I think it's a reissue album, but Placid Angles have an album out on AD 93 Records, and it's called 056 and in brackets The Lotus. And this is the work of a guy named John Beltran, and he's been making music under the name Placid Angles since I think the 90s, and it's really kind of IDM electronic music. But what we're going to hear from Placid Angles is a track called A Perfect Swim. And it does have a little bit of that kind of 90s IDM electronic sound. You can check it out on the AD 93 Bandcamp page, which is a London-based label. AD93.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. After that, we're going to hear a local artist, Jack J, a artist who was a member of the Pender Street Steppers, as well as the Mood Hut Collective. It's got a really cool album out called Opening the Door. From Jack J, we're going to hear a track called Opening the Door. So it's the title track of it. You can check it out at jackj.bandcamp.com. And this one was just released, I should say. And I think we're just going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And the Jack J album is out on the Mood Hut record label. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Placid Angles. The track is called Perfect Swim.
you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you looking to relax and enjoy the outdoors?
Then come play outside with Matt Collective.
An inclusive and open community available to all,
Matt Collective has a mix of free and paid classes and events starting June the 1st. They can be found at iconic Vancouver locations like Kitts Beach, Stanley Park, and Canada Place. Matt Collective is a non-profit and proceeds go to support local community programs. So come have a stretch and engage in community building all at the same time. Visit mattcollective.com for more information. That's mattcollective.com.
And that was a track called Opening the Door by local artist Jack J. That's the title track of the release. And Jack J is a local musician who's also in Pender Street Steppers as well as the Mood Hut Collective. Check it out at jackj.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from a release from Placid Angles, a little bit of kind of a IDM, kind of acid-based tracks. That was a release called 56 The Lotus, and you heard the track called A Perfect Swim. That's out on the AD93 record label, and that's the work of John Beltrain, who's been making IDM electronic music since about 30 years. It's been going on since the 90s. So you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I got about half an hour left on the program. And don't forget, if you missed what I said or couldn't quite hear anything, you can always head to CITR.ca and you could go to the show page, click on the show, and get a playlist of tracks recently played. And you could also go to the schedule and add your favorite CITR show to your favorite podcast app, and you can listen to CITR on demand. So up next, we're going to hear something from the fantastic label called Death Is Not the End Records. They've been putting out some really great stuff for the past few years since I've discovered them. They're based out of London, and you can check it out at deathisnot.bandcamp.com. And the latest release is a collection of London rave advertisements since 1991 to 1996. And there are a whole bunch of like underground radio ads, similar to what you'd find on CITR back in the day, or any kind of college campus type radio station. And there are a whole bunch of obscure ads talking about upcoming shows, and it's similar to what CITR plays in between like shows with the PSAs and ads and stuff like that. And they do a really great job of collecting all these rare PSAs and stuff we would have never heard otherwise. So we're going to hear a few excerpts of these tracks. I think we're going to hear about three or four tracks of it, starting off with a track called Telepathy Man, and then Advertising Hotline, and a few others. And once again, you can check this out at deathisnot.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from Naiji Tapes, a really great label out of Uganda. And they've been putting out some really, really great music from Africa and just around the world, I guess. The latest release is a collective called Club Tormenta. I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but it's a Sao Paulo collective, and they make some really interesting experimental club type music with a very all over the place style, some very heavy experimental releases. The collection is called Osam Do Labyrinto. we're gonna hear a track off of it, something called Together, and for some reason it says 177th before, so I'm not sure if it's a collection of artists or, yeah, I don't know exactly how it works, but anyways, you can check it out at naijitapes.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the Pause for a Cause compilation by Death Is Not the End Records.
On Saturday, the 6th of July, from 10 p.m. until 7:30 a.m. at the Club UN High Road, Tottenham, London, N17. Telepalapa, telepalapalapa fee, telepathy, everybody gets lively. No place to hide, ready yourself for the ultimate line. The final step, we're gonna really rock for Isle. Telepalapa, telepalapalapa fee, telepathy, step in time, full of energy. Open up the place and fabulous drum and bass. Step in at the UN, make sure you have your space. Counting down the devious root boy D, Kenny Ken with the mix and blend. DJ SS, Andy C and the Swift, you can't touch this. DJ Flirt, back to back, running the SL with the bad boy Random to put you in a spell. First and not last in Arena 2, Wild Child, Gapper G, Swanee, Marley and the Young Hit, Red, around the MIC, MC Dead, Navigator, Jabba, Yankee, Skibbity, and the Stevie, Hyper D, MC to alternate and run
night in both arenas with all the usual attractions. Tickets are on sale now, priced at £15 plus booking fee. Buy one immediately. Information and credit cards on 0181 808 0808. Also, tapes from Step Ahead, Step Beyond and the Hippodrome are now on sale from all local specialist record shops. They're whack-eyed. Telepathy, the last in our series of Step events. The final step, Saturday the 6th of July. UN, women tell them, women tell them. Telepalepa, telepalepalepathy. Telepalepa, everybody gets lively. No place to hide, ready yourself for the ultimate ride. The final step, we're gonna really rock, what time? Telepalepa, telepalepalepathy. Telepathy, step in time, full of energy. Make sure you bring the magical telepathy vibe and watch the ride!
Advertising your event or business, or for hiring of DJs and MCs, just ring the 0850 178 370 number. Future FM 99.1.
We want 110% sexy by the girls at the Rush. Say. On Saturday, August the 6th, 1994, GB Productions in association with Jungle Dawn and BBMG present Rush 2000, the All-Nation Summer Dance Special, to be held at the Rocket, Holloway Road, London. DJs to make you feel the vibes. Proof Rider, Randall, Rocky, Demolition Crew, Digital, and introducing the DJ Ray. MCs the nice off the dance. We be MC Death alongside the MC Remedy. Sound system provided by the one and only Heavyweight. 60k of bass thumping sound system. Hard stopping bass line. Tickets are one of special at just £7. Can't beat it, so don't miss it. Rush and Rocket, Saturday, August the 6th, 1994. Tickets are just £7. Info 0836 689 799. Rush!
Thank you. Generator Magazine, the energy of dance music and culture, featuring regular columnists Paul Oakenfold, Colin Favor, and The Warlock, from soul to hardcore and everything in between. Generator Magazine, in the shops now, only £1.50. Do you get it once a month? Generator Magazine.
Guess who's back? MRG Live presents the Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben De La Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, J Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from the fantastic Naiji Tapes label and a release from Club Tormenta. And you heard a track called Together, and that's by an artist named 177th. So I did figure it out. It's not quite a compilation. It's just a collective of artists, and they put together, I guess, some of these tracks. And the release is called Osom Do Labyrintho, OST. I guess that's the soundtrack. But you can check it out at naijitapes.bandcamp.com. Really interesting artwork. It does look like a heavy metal album or something. But yeah, before that, you heard something from a release from the Pause for a Cause London Radio Rave Adverts from 1991 to 1996. And you heard a selection of tracks 3 through 7, starting out with a track called Telepathy Man. And this is out on Pirate Radio in the 90s, and they're advertising raves and stuff happening in the London Underground. So not quite community radio, like I had mentioned before, but very similar to the PSAs that that we would play. Check it out at deathisnot.bandcamp.com. And we're going to keep going with some more experimental electronic music, and we're going to hear up next something from a release from an artist named Saint Angus. And we're going to hear a track off a... Actually, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's a new release out on the Five Gate Temple label. And you can check it out at fivegatetemple.bandcamp.com, which is a UK label. We're going to hear a track simply called Two by St. Angus. Very, very experimental, very heavy electronic music that really kind of clips and punches your speakers and whatnot. So if you have a loud stereo, maybe turn it down for this next track. So I think we'll just play this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Saint Agnes.
Thank you.
Some Berlin electronic music from Unity Vega. You heard the track called Two Geese, and that's off an EP called UV1. That's out on a self-titled release, or a self-release label, I should say. Before that, you heard something from St. Agnes with a track called Two, and that's off a new release that I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce, but it's also out on the the Five Gate Temple record label. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. Hope you enjoyed the program tonight, and keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. and have a great Pride weekend, and make sure to stay safe and stay cool and check in on each other and have fun. So I'm going to leave you this week with two electronic releases, and the first of which is a release from an artist out of London called Bok Bok, and a EP simply called Oase, I do believe. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but this is out on the Late Night Slugs record label, which has put out some stuff from Jam City, who I'm familiar with, but a lot of other stuff I'm not too familiar with on this label. But anyways, from Bok Bok, you'll hear a track called Oase, the original release, and there's a whole bunch of different remixes of this in more kind of like a grime oriented set. After Bok Bok, we're going to hear something from Kale Cell and a track off a release called Every Moment. It's out on Reflective Records. We're going to hear a track called Paranoia, and I think this is a long run from the early 90s. I think this is a long time electronic artist who I'm not too familiar with, but I gave it a listen earlier and it was a pretty cool release. But once again, that's Kale Cell, C-A-H-L-S-E-L, in a release called Every Moment. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is something from Bok Bok to close off the show tonight. This track is called Oase.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?